I always say the Beatles made me write songs and Nirvana made me start a band. The most boring two artists that you could think of as influences, but that's just the truth. That's what it is for me. It's the Beatles and Nirvana. I heard All You Need Is Love and I started to cry because the melody was so beautiful. And I looked at the piano and I said, I want to do that. I want to write songs. And then a few years later, I was at the roller skating rink. And I heard the first chords of Smells Like Teen Spirit. And I was like, what is this? And I roller skated over to the side and held onto the rail and stood there for 4 minutes just listening to the whole song. And I'm like, what is this? And I went back to the DJ and I was like, what was that song? He said, oh man, it's this new band. They're called Nirvana. And I said, okay, I need to form a band.
Ich will Musik machen. Ben Queller ist von den Beatles und von Nirvana angefixt worden, Musiker zu werden. Um Songs zu schreiben, die die Leute zum Weinen bringen, wie All You Need Is Love. Und dann so richtig zu rocken, wie Nirvana mit Smells Like Teen Spirit. Ben Queller feiert am 16. Juni seinen 40. Geburtstag, hat aber schon mit 15 den ersten Plattenvertrag unterschrieben. Um ihn, der von vielen das Wunderkind des Indie-Rock genannt wird, geht's hier in der nächsten Stunde. Wunderkind wird 40. Ben Queller zum Geburtstag. Ein Zündfunk-Playback von Barbara Streidel. I'm just a penny on the train track, waiting for my judgment day.